Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Alliance for American Manufacturing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We've got a first in Playbook. A Democrat running for the House on the Texas-Mexico border is running the first television ad of the year criticizing President Donald Trump's plan for a border wall and tying the GOP incumbent to the president. The ad is an example of two dynamics du jour: the wall as a political cudgel in a tough district, and the type of candidate Democrats are seeking. The candidate, Jay Hollings, who is running against Texas Republican Will Hurd, is a federal prosecutor who says in the ad that he, quote, fought the drug cartels and put corrupt politicians from both parties in jail.
Some truth talk on the State of the Union. First, it's kind of useless, in part because Trump shares his personal opinions all the time on Twitter. It's also the height of political theater. There'll be a lot of hooting and hollering, but little actual substance comes out of this speech. And of course, we grade the president, no matter who it is, on a curve. The president of the United States should be able to knock the State of the Union out of the park every single year. You don't get to be president if you can't read a speech off a teleprompter.
But at the same time, it does matter. Let's tease that out a little bit. First of all, the audience. The president can never reach as large a TV audience as he does during the State of the Union. And the pomp reminds people who is in charge. And of course, anytime Trump talks, people listen. Anytime he acts quote-unquote presidential and stays on script and acts more like his predecessors, all of the pundits and lawmakers ooh and awe and speculate that this is the time Trump is going to turn the corner and become a more traditional leader of the free world. And of course, foreign leaders, lobbyists, and others will parse every word, phrase, and policy prescription like a fortune teller looking at their crystal ball.
Here's what we're watching for. Our colleague Nancy Cook breaks it down with five things to watch at Trump's first State of the Union. Will he stay on script? Will he talk about healthcare? Will he say what he wants on immigration? Will he mention Russia or the investigation into whether he obstructed justice? And will he be bipartisan? The big question is, will Democrats have a "you lie" moment? In 2009, South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson screamed "you lie" at President Barack Obama when he said illegal immigrants would not get health insurance under his proposed health plan. Simply put, Democrats believe with a considerable amount of gusto that Trump is not on the level. Let's see if they do something equally silly.
And as much as everyone will be focused on Trump, let's not forget that the pressure is also on for Massachusetts Democrat Joe Kennedy, a darling of the Democratic Party who is giving the Democrats response. The advice you hear for this role? Simply do no harm. Rarely are the responses memorable except for the gaffes. Think Senator Marco Rubio and the awkward water drinking incident, or former Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, at the time considered a GOP presidential contender, who gave a universally panned 2009 speech.
Senate leaders are out with dueling op-eds this morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Louisville Courier-Journal writes that Trump has a lot to brag about in his first year, and Republicans have remained focused on issues important to middle-class families, as Washington Democrats have obstructed his agenda at every turn. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer takes the Washington Post, saying that he will be listening for Trump's plan on infrastructure.
Kyle Cheney reports that House Republicans have voted to release their secret intel memo. Republicans are already speculating that if Trump's State of the Union speech isn't well received, the president is sure to allow the memo to be released after the five-day layover. The administration is already sending signals they'll clear the way for its release either way. And there's a lot of reporting this morning on Andrew McCabe's departure. The New York Times reports that FBI Director Christopher Wray suggested McCabe shift to another job, which would have been a demotion. He chose to leave instead. While Bloomberg has a story on Trump erupting over the Department of Justice's role in the Russia probe on his flight to Davos. And NBC reports that Trump's real gripes with McCabe include his wife's politics and the decision to allow James Comey to use a government-funded plane after he had been fired.
The New York Times is reporting that First Lady Melania Trump has been out of sight since the report of her husband's infidelity. She's expected to attend the State of the Union, however. Our colleague Alana Shore details how the White House told lawmakers that new Russia sanctions are not needed. NBC scoops that Jess O'Connell, the CEO of the DNC, is leaving the job after less than a year. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.